I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're going to be doing a communion meditation on Psalms 103. There are just some amazing promises that God has given in Psalms 103. And when we were on our partner's Zoom call this week, I was just reminded of Psalms 103. One of our partners reminded me of just these amazing promises that are in here. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, and to get our hearts and minds prepared and positioned in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Number one, getting positioned in the light. Number two, magnifying that light. Number three, doing the things that we know to do, walking in the light that we have, and executing those things, trusting that God's with us, that he's there to equip us and to help us do the things that we know to do. Then our fourth fundamental is staying tuned in and listening for his leading, listening for his voice as we go throughout the day. So let's start with our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back in the light. Time and space are very related. They're space-time. They're one. So as time moves forward every day, our positioning in space, we need to keep repositioning ourselves back where we're supposed to be. Our positioning is supposed to be in the light. Our positioning is in Christ, abiding in him. Because when we're abiding in him, we produce much fruit. He makes us fruitful. He multiplies us. He increases us greatly. All by abiding and resting in him. But we've got to get positioned in that light first. So God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in. But that forgiveness has to flow, has to be received from God. One of the greatest ways to receive from God, we receive everything from God by faith. All these promises we're going to see today in Psalms 103, we receive them by faith. We can't see it. We don't have physical proof other than God's word and that inner witness that we have on the inside of us. has to be received by faith. And what are the greatest expressions of faith? Is gratitude and thanksgiving and praise. So staying positioned as you go throughout your day today, staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise and gratitude for God. That keeps you in the light, keeps your positioning in the light, just staying positioned there. And as you stay positioned in gratitude and praise and thanksgiving, it's something like it opens you up. It expands your capacity to receive more and more from God. We're going to be seeing some amazing promises today in Psalm 103 if you've never read it before. Staying positioned in thanksgiving can expand that capacity to receive all these promises that God has given us. And in Christ, all of the promises of God are yes and amen. So it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But that forgiveness has to be received from God, and then it's got to flow through us. We're often the kink in the hose that's blocking the flow of what God's trying to do in our lives. We got to forgive ourselves. We got to stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting excess pressure on ourselves. And then it's got to flow through us to other people. Where we're giving other people the same forgiveness and grace and love that God has given us. And that's how we begin to walk in that light. Get positioned in the light. Stay positioned in forgiveness and gratitude and thanksgiving and praise. That's our positioning. That's where we got to stay all the time. That's our home base. Then our second fundamental is magnifying the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. How does that happen? I think it's all about what we're magnifying. Every day, we're all magnifying something every day. And it's either light or it's darkness. The way we magnify things is what we're thinking about all day long, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, we're pondering and imagining, whatever we're playing over and over on the inside. We're magnifying it. The more we think on it and talk on it, the bigger it grows. To magnify something is to make it bigger and greater. You probably had this experience where you have a problem or an issue going on, and the more you talk about it, the more you ponder on it and roll it over in your mind, the bigger it becomes on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure increasing on the inside of you. That's where we got to begin to magnify the light. What does it mean to magnify the light? It's to meditate. It's to rehearse. It's to rehear and to think on constantly God's, to think on God, to think on his word, to think on his promises. His steadfast, unfailing love. You could look at the Psalms 103 and just be meditating on the Psalms 103 all throughout the day. Rolling it over, pondering it, rethinking about it, speaking about it, muttering it under your breath all day long. To magnify God's faithfulness, his unfailing love. That he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that nothing's impossible for him. You start magnifying that and it begins to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And then whatever you magnify in your life is going to begin to magnetize. It's going to begin to pull more and more of whatever it is that you're magnifying into your life. You begin to magnify the light in God and goodness, whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. It's going to pull more and more of that into your life, where you're going to see more and more of it. But you magnify darkness. You start venting and complaining and focusing on all the problems, the issues, the evil, the darkness, all the things that are wrong, all the things that have that could have, should have, or would have happened. You start focusing on all those things, and it also magnetizes, where it pulls more and more of those things that you don't want into your life. So this is where we got to get good at being aware and recognizing, what am I magnifying in my life? Because there's going to be issues, there's going to be problems. And learning to turn it back around and to recognize, maybe when I'm magnifying the darkness, to turn it back around and bring it into the light. Because the good news is that literally in 1 second, you can change your focus. You can change your focus in 1 second and bring something right back into the light. That's all it takes. So we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're magnifying light, we're positioned in a light and we're magnifying light. The symptoms, we're positioned in forgiveness, we're positioned in thanksgiving. Everything feels light and free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. Your faith begins to rise up on the inside. You might even start to take more action because faith without works is dead. And then all of a sudden, that peace that surpasses all understanding comes in, begins to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, equipping and empowering you to do the things that you know to do. Get motivated to take action all of a sudden. When we're in the darkness, we're magnifying darkness. It feels heavy. It feels oppressive. A lot of pressure, confusion. You don't know which way to go. You're tripping and stumbling and messing up over the same things. You're running into the same issues over and over and over again. Because you can't see. You can't see what you're tripping over. We usually get in through meditating on the problem and venting and complaining and airing our frustrations. And it's followed by the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety, the frustration, the dread of the future, insecurity. Those are our symptoms. And learning to recognize that and very quickly change our focus, get it turned right back around, casting those thoughts down. And then as we get positioned in the light, like I said, it begins to compel you, to urge you on to action. That light grows brighter on the inside of you. It's like a fire that gets kindled on the inside, and you just have to take action. And then it becomes, what do you know to do today? Not what you're unclear of, not what you're uncertain on. As you're positioned in the light, what do you see that you know you can do? What do you know to do today? Maybe there's some little things around the house, some things in your workplace. Maybe there's some things God has been prompting or stirring you to do on the inside. Maybe there's some things you've been procrastinating on. You're popping up in your conscience like, oh, I know I need to do that. I just haven't done it yet. You're going to begin to take action. And what's going to happen as you take action on those things? It's like it strengthens that positioning in the light even more. And all of a sudden, your energy levels begin to increase even more. That peace flows even more. That joy flows even more. Your energy levels begin to rise up even more as you begin to take action. And then you're doing these things, not on your own anymore. You're doing them trusting in God, that He's right there with you. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. He's there to help you. Whatever He's called you to do in this life is meant to be done in partnership with Him, relying and trusting on His strength, His equipping, His anointing to flow through you. Jesus said, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God whose energy so powerfully worked within me. God just needs us to get started. Get positioned in the light, follow that leading, and get started. And He wants to fulfill it for us. He wants to flow through us to do the work, to rest from our work and allow Him to do His work through us. Then our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in to His leading. As you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying the light. You start taking action on the things that you know to do. One of the things it does, it's like tuning a radio receiver, where your ability to hear from God greatly increases. And He's going to begin to lead you one graceful step after another to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But it's His voice that begins to lead us along that path, staying tuned into His voice. One of the greatest things you can do, taking a few minutes every day. I like to do it before bed, just to get still and to listen. I like to ask this question, God, what was it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And just get still and listen. Have a piece of paper and a pen handy and just begin to record your journey. Begin to write down what you hear. And you begin to do this day by day. He begins to lead you along this path. So let's take a look at Psalms 103. Some pretty amazing promises in here. This is a Psalm of David. Now, I want you to think about all these promises you're going to see here. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. These promises are for you. Your position in Christ, all these promises are for you. And it's simply about receiving them. As we take communion today, this is going to be a definite moment in time where we're officially receiving these promises. It's going to be a marker in time where you say, you know what, on that day, on this day, I receive these promises from God. So David says, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. So David's saying, don't forget all of his benefits. So imagine you go to a workplace and they say, hey, here's your benefits package. Here's God's benefits package. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Part of the benefits package. Forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with steadfast love and compassion. Part of the benefits package. Redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Next part of the benefits package. Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Part of the benefits package. Satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. So recently we talked about God treats us better than we deserve. He gives us grace. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. What does it mean to fear him? It's to have awe and reverence and honor and respect for him. Where we seek to please him, we seek to do what's pleasing to him in our lives. His love is greater than the height of the heavens as compared to the earth for those that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's how far he's separated us from our sins. He's released us from those and transferred us into the light. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Some pretty amazing promises in there. So we're going to take communion over this. This can be a time just of thanksgiving and receiving. Look at all these amazing promises in here. To be receiving these from God. To say, you know what? This is the day that these verses came alive and I believed I received them from God. And from this point on, I'm going to begin to walk in them. So Father, we're just so thankful for you. So thankful for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So thankful that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. We thank you for these amazing promises, Lord. that you've given us. We would forget not all of your benefits, Lord. You are great. Nothing's impossible for you. We're just in awe of you today, Father. Thank you that you loved us so much, you're willing to send Jesus to die for us. So we can be connected back to you. We can be one with you again. We can have you in our lives again. With us and for us and doing life together with us. Have a covenant relationship with you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight by his one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing." Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." It's that forgiveness of sins that makes all this possible. We look back up here. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Some amazing promises here for us. As you go about your day, stay positioned today in forgiveness and thanksgiving and praise. Look at how many times David praises God on this. Keep magnifying the light. If it helps you, keep rereading the Psalms 103. Keep rereading it. Keep reminding yourself of this time when you received these promises from him. Stay tuned in and aware if you're ever not magnifying the light. And turn it right back around as quickly as you can. Keep doing what you know to do today and stay tuned in to his leading. Because this day, he's leading you one step closer. One beautiful, graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place, free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.